Hello everyone. This is a pilot episode about It Is What It Is podcast. So today we are going to talk about our accent, or how the Spanish things affect our accent as language, as English learning.
And as you are alone, of course, we didn't even introduce us.
I'm sorry. So, hello everyone. This is a pilot episode about What It Is What It Is podcast. And today we are here with my fella, Juan David.
Hey.
Mayo.
And me, Paulo. And could you introduce the episode?
Yeah, so this is going to be our first ever episode, and we're going to talk about what Pablo said, how Spanglish content affect our accent, kind of, and as Spanish speakers and as English learners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wanda.
So, I had a question to start this episode, and it was, is it really important to have an accent in English?
You know what, I was thinking the same thing like 2 minutes ago. It's like, it's really necessary to have an accent when we speak in English, because I think, meanwhile you say the things in the right way.
You say the things
in the right way, and you talk like well, and the other person understand your point. Like, I think that's the only thing that matters.
Okay.
To me, it's really not that necessary. I mean, if you can make the other person understands you, to me that's okay. It's not that necessary. I think it's a thing, the accent is a thing that you acknowledge.
You acquire.
That you acquire with time and with practice. But at first it's not that necessary to me.
Yeah. And as Colombian people that we are, and Spanish speakers, there is one thing that people struggle the most when they're trying to learn English, and I think that's the use, or the use, no, that's the pronunciation of English R.
Yeah. For real.
Because me as an English teacher, as an English teacher between quotation marks, I see a lot of people struggling with R, or even the TH sound. Like Wilmer is another student in our class. They are struggling with these phonemes, but I think it's mostly because of the lack of practice and content, English content that they consume.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's the way we actually learned our first language when we were kids, just listening to it and trying to imitate what people used to talk around us, right? So if they are trying to practice their pronunciation in order to get a better accent, they are never going to improve it. Maybe because it's not that important for them, because you can say, you can speak like this way, and people is always going to understand you. Mm-hmm. But that sounds, yep. I don't know, to me it's...
It gives you the ick.
You want to, yeah, you want to sound like more native?
Native.
Yeah.
Natural as well.
Natural, maybe.
Yeah, but... For example, when you're walking around your city and an American comes to you, and he speaks with that accent they speak when they're trying to speak Spanish.
Mm.
Do you think that person should start working on his accent in order to be more clear when he speaks with another person? Is that important?
No, I think it's way more difficult for them because we have a lot of phonetics.
Phonemes.
Phonemes that they can simply just don't copy.
Mm-hmm. Like imitate?
Yeah, like imitate. But we can. To us, it's way more easy. It's easier.
What do you think, Pablo?
Repeat me the question.
Do you think that when you come across to another person, American person, and this person comes or starts talking to you with that American accent when they try to speak Spanish?
Hola.
Yes, like, podrías decirme with that R and that accent, American accent, when they try to speak Spanish, would you suggest that person to start working on their accent?
I think that in Spanish will be more difficult because we have like, I don't know how to say that, but it's like our pronunciation is like stronger, will be because it's like we have a strong pronunciation in some letters.
In some what?
Letters.
Letters, okay.
And they always like, they can get a word, they don't need to have a strong pronunciation in a specific word. You know what I say? Word. It's like, they normally use the F, the is at the beginning or the end of the word or sentence. And I don't know what else to say. It's like,
what? Spartacus.
Come on, you can.
It looks like Spartacus, right?
Spartacus.
Okay, yeah, so I think it could be more difficult for that because it's like we have the same problem with the S. Like when we start a
word with
sport,
with S.
Sport.
Uh-huh. S and then a
when we are like beginners, we say like sport.
Sport, that's right.
Like they say like sport, and I think they could have a difficulty in that type of word. Could be the same with the F, with the any.
Any, yes.
And with the R.
Any. And that's
Yo.
Even more difficult because
double,
that letter
double R,
exist.
Double R.
Aranya,
yes.
Aranya.
Aranya, they
mm-hmm.
usually say Nya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like they have like two new words that they didn't even know.
Letters,
yeah. But we are speaking like with words that we already know, but the only thing that changes is the pronunciation.
So do you think that me as a teacher should let you speak that way, like speak or instead of speak, or sport instead of sport?
No.
Or like sport. Do you think I should let you continue with that pronunciation?
No.
If your answer is no, do you think American people, I mean, do you think the accent is something that makes you a better speaker?
Yeah, to me, yeah.
Cool, because I think that when you improve your listening, or when you improve your, I think that those two things, speak and listen, are like linked.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
linked.
Cause if you learn how to listen English with the intonations, you are going to mimic the same word that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they are. I say that they are linked for that reason. Because if you improve one, the other are going to improve too.
The other is going to
improve too.
You know what came to my mind?
What?
Have you ever seen a native speaker English speaker learning Spanish and saying a word or a phrase or trying to communicate like a proper Spanish accent? Nah. Like, hola, ¿cómo está? O sea, bien, good.
Like, no.
It's difficult to find a person, an English speaker, talking like that.
They also keep having their accent.
What?
They also keep like talking with their accent.
Yeah, their own accent. Yeah, that's right.
But I think that when they pass a lot of time, for example, in Colombia, where they spend a lot of time here in Colombia,
yeah,
they start to improve.
But that's what I said the other day. Like, have you ever seen a guy, that guy in YouTube, I think, saying like, hola, ¿cómo estás? In a paisa accent? Yeah. Oof, it's so funny. But they're, they're not pronunciating.
Pronouncing
like in a proper way. They're just trying to imitate what they hear, but they're not even putting an effort on trying to say a word in a right way, like us. Like, I think we as English learners, we put too much effort on trying to get an accent, but they don't. They just like, okay, I know Spanish, whatever. Doesn't matter the accent.
You know what is the thing
struggle with the most is the connected speech. What is that?
Is that when you make that like,
for example, you have I don't even care.
No, but that's actually easy.
Would be point off
making it.
Would be one example, because I don't know how to finish some words, like, and they sound natural.
Yeah, I think the solution for that problem is listening.
Listening, full listening.
Yes. Yeah, but I think we are away from the topic.
I'm going to give the topic back. So, to me, it's important to do some listenings, right? Mm-hmm. But focusing on the accent you actually want to get, because when I was 13, 14, I used to watch a lot of British series. And that kind of affected a lot in my accent. I think nowadays it's not that strong, the accent, but
marked.
But back in the day, I used to talk like British, in a British accent a lot. It's quite cute, but it's not proper to speak to everyone. You understand? And yeah, it kind of affected a lot, but that's what I mean. Like, you said that you have to focus on your listening, but you also need to focus on the accent you actually want to get, like a British accent, a Scottish accent, a American accent.
And even if you choose or you decide to focus on an American accent, you have to decide what part of America you are going to imitate. Mm. Because I told you, like, some
country
like 2 weeks ago or something, that I met this guy at the gym, Jason, and he told me, man, you speak really good, but I can notice or I can feel like different accents from different parts of United States, like from New York, then from the southern part of USA. So you need to choose one, man, he told me. You need to choose one. And I told him like, yeah, that's probably because because of the content I consume in social
media,
social networks. Because what I listen to is what I imitate. Mm-hmm. So all the TikToks or all the videos, YouTube videos or whatever, documentaries or whatever I consume, that's why I kind of record in my mind and then I try to imitate when I need to use that expression or that word I heard somewhere else. So it's actually difficult to sort the content you need because you never know how that person is going to speak.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even harder to identify where is this accent from. And that'd be a little weird to not consume a video or something just because of the accent of that person. That, I don't know, is that discrimination?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe, well, maybe not consuming that, I mean, that I think that's extreme.
Yeah.
Not trying to mimic that accent if that is not what you want to talk like. So, yeah.
Do you guys think that it could be easier if you... Whoa. If you...
They turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah. Do you guys think it could be easier if you just get a neutral accent?
What is a neutral accent?
Like that accent we listen in the listenings. They have a natural accent.
No, that's American accent.
An American neutral accent.
Ah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are the only ones or could be the... Spanish speakers are the only one who cares about the who care about the accent? Because have you ever listened to a Indian guy speaking?
Yeah.
Imitate it. Say it.
That is not allowed. I don't know.
That
is not allowed.
It sounds like country accent.
Yeah, and they don't even care. They don't care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that reason I'm making this question. It's like, I have a friend that she has like two or three years living in
Massachusetts.
When I was talking with her, she was like annoying could be because the Indian people speak. Their pronunciation is
that
so
sometimes it's hard to understand their accent.
Like the driver from the pool?
Yeah.
The taxi driver?
Taxi driver, yes.
So cool.
I think not only the content we consume affects our accent, but the environment. It affects a lot.
For real, I sometimes feel that when I'm speaking in English, I can feel my Colombian accent in English words sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not only about the pronunciation, but the intonation. For example, when you say, the fuck you talking about? Or something like that.
Me.
Yeah, that intonation.
Me.
What you talking about? Or something like that. Yeah, the environment, the country, the city, everything affects your accent.
Yeah.
But one more time. Is that important? I think it's not important as long as people is able to understand what you're saying. Because, for example, your friend, she was mad because it was hard to understand Indian people.
She worked as a cashier in McDonald's.
McDonald's. That's a lot of...
So for that reason was so annoying.
That's a lot of interaction with people.
Mm.
And how's her accent? Does she have a good accent?
Awful as fuck.
I don't know. Because I use her...
Her.
She is speaking...
I just heard her.
Yeah.
Speaking in English like
twice. Okay. Because that'd be funny that she complains about Indian accent and she having an accent like this, a very Colombian, a very strong Colombian accent like Sofia Vergara.
Oof.
Cocktail.
I don't like that. Accent.
Cocktail. Yo, do you guys think she's faking it? You think she's faking that accent?
No, because her co-workers were like laughing of her for that. Because it's like she always talk with the same accent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I've heard her in many interviews, and when she's like trying to answer serious questions, she gets a very good accent, an American accent.
Maybe you listen like that, like an American accent, because we don't know a lot about the accent of that part of the. Of that country, but it's like the native people who can notice that.
No, what I mean is that when she's like in her social media and stuff, being funny as she always is, she does that funny accent, and to me, she's faking it because I've seen her, I've heard her in many interviews, and they ask her like a very serious question. They're in a serious interview and she answers in a serious accent, not like oh yes, no. To me, she's faking it. That's it.
I think she's faking it in some situations.
It comes.
When she wants to be funny or...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, because it's impossible living in that place for that much time not getting a right accent.
I think it's a character of her own.
Yeah, but she can speak in a good...
Yeah, that's good what accent. I mean.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So
yeah, that's all
it.
Yeah, remember we are just free ESL trying to get out of our comfort zone, trying to improve our speaking skills.
Yeah.
That'd be all for the first episode, and hope you like it.
Let's run an applause for us.
Yeah. The first step.
This is going to be all for the first pilot episode.
Yeah, 25 minutes full of bullshit. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, whoever who is listening to this three fellas. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.